strapped in. You're strapped in. The switch is on here. Okay, Joe, now you're going to have to say again where you want us to go, because just north, Dave, along the side of the rim. And you said something about 3/10 of a click. Yeah.
That's affirmed, Dave. Just 3/10 to 4/10 of a click via the easiest route north, and all we need is the photography from the point where you stop.
Okay. Do we get to 2.8, Dave? Distance, I'll let you know. Okay.
And troops, what you're picking up is just the base for the stereo photography.
Right. It's fairly easy driving here, isn't it? Sure is. It's a lot easier than the other place, yeah. Fairly good soil. We're doing about 8 clicks. There's a big one. We're heading 310 to 320. You don't want me to rush over that big one there, do you?
Please not.
Take it easy on the old rover. I got a good trade-in value on it.
Yeah.
Much further we got to go. I got a plan where we're heading here. Got another 2/10 to go. I'm reading 27 on another click, Dave. So maybe up by that large block at 12 o'clock.
Yeah,
if you can negotiate that. Gee, one of the great big vesicles in it. Well, notice that fresh one that's just inside of it looks like a light color, almost a yellow ray that extends to the west of it.
No, I can't now. I'm busy driving.
Yeah. Oh, I keep talking. Very fresh crater right on the rim of it. Ooh, look at this. This is one of the twins.
Yeah, it probably is, yeah.
Man, we're right at it, and it's a deep belly.
Momentum going here.
Yeah. There's a flat part over there to the left.
Yeah.
Look at that great death vesicle one there. Looks exactly like, uh-oh, guess what we just lost again.
The front steering. Oh, I know what. There. Turn the switch on, it works a lot better.
We're at 2.8, Dave, so good place, huh?
Yeah.
Let me get to this level spot over here. Up on the rim of the twin there would be a great place to take a pan.
Either that or over those rocks over at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, maybe. What? Do the rim of the twin there. Okay, we stopped, Joe.
Okay, Davey, thank you.
Spartan?
Yeah.
Okay, heading 310.
093-028-020-9092-102-110. Okay, Jimmy, thank you. And thinking downstream here, all we need is photography from this stop, and we're looking towards arriving back at the limb in about 45 minutes.
Okay. Shoot, no time to go to the Northern Complex, huh? You want TV, Joe?
Yes, please.
You got it. Hey, Jim, up in the rim. Right over here in the rim.
Okay, the rim of,
right there in the rim. Then you get the crater, and you get all over the place. And I can take the 500 from up there, too. Joe. The crater is very uniform. It has debris on the order of a foot or so, almost throughout. No accumulation of talus at the bottom. It's got fines covering everything, nothing really sharply exposed. Most of the fragments are subangular, and it looks like non-vesicular, although I do see one highly vesicular one right in the bottom. And it's about 60 meters across and maybe 10 meters deep, smooth sides, and a very slightly raised rim.
Hey, let me talk.
I'm sorry.
I'll just complete this.
And as craters go around here, it's deep.
Jim, are you taking your pan now?
Yeah, pan's complete.
Beautiful. And maybe you could give us a hand with your TV camera.
Oh, okay. Looks like you're looking back at Earth.
Yes, sir, and our necks are killing us here.
Just to the north of that, Dave, it looks like it might have a contact unit between a dark, very vesicular basalt and that light-colored pan.
Thank you, sir. Dave, are you firing off the big camera?
Yep. Got an angular fragment here, subangular, about 4 feet by 5 feet, and the vesicles that are facing to the southwest are very large vesicles, about 3 inches, 2 to 3 inches in diameter.
Amazing, amazing.
Gradual.
Leave it there, though, Jim. The rover's not stressed for it.
Gradual transition. Oh, I'd love to bring it back. I guess I'll just take some close-ups there.
Yes, sir, please.
Got the tongues?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you got your thing here. I don't have my scoop. I'll estimate. It won't work. Mentioned there are two other large fragments, and there's a fracture right between them, and they also have the large vesicle pattern.
Roger, Jim, copy.
Well, we sampled this. And the material that has the large vesicle has long lasts of probably plagioclase. How long, Jim?
What's a long laugh?
Yeah, a long laugh about a centimeter.
Roger, Jim, we copy that. And as much as we hate to, we're going to have to get you aboard the rover heading back across the Mare towards the east, please.
Okay. 500 is 155.